Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi. Woo-wee. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I bid you all goodbye because I just received this email from Larry BLP that I have just been awarded $1 million in the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes. All I have to do to claim this is send my full name, my age, my sex, my mobile number, my home address, and the state in which I live. And I am $1 million richer. So I guess, I don't even remember applying for Publisher's Clearinghouse. I don't even remember doing this, but I guess that is exactly the way these things happen. You just, out of the blue, get an email saying that you won $1 million. So I do have a return email to answer back. Larry Blip at MediacomBB.net. So I will. I'll email him back. I know he wants my sex, not how much sex I'm getting, because again, I'd be afraid. Although honestly, he may feel so sorry for me that maybe he'll give me $2 million. I don't know who this Larry Blip guy is, but as far as I'm concerned, if he's going to give me $1 million, he could get any information he wants. I'll give him my bra cup size. I don't care. I'm getting $1 million. I am very, very excited. All right, now, here's the only problem. I don't have $1 million yet, so I guess I'm still working until that happens. But then once I do, see ya. All right? But you know what? When you get these emails, you know, we're taught to be very, very careful about emailing them back. Okay, you know, because you don't know who these guys are. You don't know, you know, I mean, are they going to, you know, use your house address? Are they going to hunt you down? So, true, we want to guard against any of these emails, no jokes aside. All jokes aside, you don't want to answer these people back. But I got to tell you something. I went ahead and I contacted a company because they sent my husband, you guys heard about this week, right? They sent my husband a necklace that was engraved with a woman's name, and her name was Dahlia. Many of you guys who have been following me on Facebook know this story all too well. And so my husband gets the mail, and on this pamphlet and this fold-out of a beautiful necklace on a red satin background, it says, Corey, have you told Dahlia just how much you love her? All right? So I get a hold of this, and I'm like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Who the hell is this Dahlia wench, and why are you getting her a necklace? He's like, look, I'm not getting her a necklace. I'm just, you know, apparently they gave, and I go, no, 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 no. There is a necklace here on this photograph with Dahlia and Corey, which means you must be really hot and heavy with this Dahlia, babe. He's like, no, 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 I'm good. It's just a typo. I go, typo my foot. So now I'm getting all mad that there's some Dahlia chick, and what I'm really mad about is some other company knows about it. We got some other company knowing that my husband may have a girl on the side. Okay, so he's now trying to backpedal, going, look, it's an advertisement, you know, go take a happy pill or something. And I'm like, happy pill my foot, and I'm reading this, and it says here, congratulations, Corey, you found the perfect gift for Dahlia. So what I decided to do was write this company. And so I wrote, the subject heading was, is my husband cheating on me? And I wrote, I go, you know, today my husband received in the mail, I said, dear sir or madam, my husband received in the mail this advertisement. It was for a necklace with a supposed lover on it named Dalia. My husband denies ever knowing a Dalia, but apparently she must be real. If you knew about her, enough to engrave a necklace with her and my husband's name on it. I've been married, happily married to my husband for 18 years, and have two children, one of whom tore as he left the birth canal. I'd hate to think my husband has been cheating on me this whole time. I realize I should be thanking you for bringing this to my attention. However, the tears are difficult to hold back. Hence, to clear some of the confusion regarding this matter, could you please clarify how you knew he was dating Dalia? Your prompt response would be greatly appreciated. Now, my husband right now is ready to move out because he thinks I am leaving him for a fake woman. But I'm sorry, the proof is in the pudding. I got it right here. I got the proof in the pudding. Now, thank God for our marriage. The company, Danbury Mint, wrote us back. And they wrote me back, and they said, Dear Miss Wax, Miss, that's okay. It's okay. It's all right. I'm not going to start playing the doctor card on this. I'm about to lose my marriage. My family is about to be torn apart because of some engraved necklace advertisement that they gave my husband with some woman named Dalia. I mean, I need to get to the meat of this. So I, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if they know I'm a doctor or not. Totally fine. Anyway, they wrote me back saying, Dear Miss Wax, thank you for your email. Apparently your name was misspelled on our recent mailing. Misspelled Dalia versus Dalia. There's a lot of letters wrong on that. That's a very bad spelling. Spooks me out how they even got that. But anyway, they go, I apologize for our error and the inconvenience that it caused you. If you would like to have your husband's name removed from our mailing list, please provide the numbers in the yellow and blue boxes on your advertisement or your husband's complete name and mailing address. And then again, they said, I am very sorry that our ad was upsetting. And then it was answered by a woman named Jill from customer service. And she goes, P.S., I love your nail polish. Apparently, when I took a picture of this ad that I was freaking out about, you could see my hands shaking and my nails in the background holding the sucker so tightly, so she saw my nail polish. So I wrote her back saying, look, you know, it's okay. You know, I'm not going to leave my husband. And by the way, she finds out she actually listens to the show in Connecticut. So I know who you are. So that was pretty, pretty cool. So thank you, Danbury Mint, for being good sports. But I got to tell you, man, ladies, you got to be careful because if these advertisements have other women's names on them, you know, your husband could be cheating. That's a pretty scary stuff. All right. Don't go away. When we come back, we got a lot of medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And by the way, my husband is in the doghouse for not buying me a diamond studded necklace. Don't go away.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys. All right, here we are back on the Dr. back on the Dr. Dolly show. Yeah, sorry we haven't left. We're all still stuck here. Sorry to make you guys do that, but we got a lot to talk about, a lot to learn. Big thanks, though, for Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Andrew, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know many of you try to call Andrew and ask him to pull the plug, so my show isn't on air. And he's loyal. He will not pull the plug. Or maybe if he does pull the plug, he won't tell me, so I still think I'm broadcasting. So nice try, but please leave Andrew alone so, he could at least broadcast my show to people who want to hear it. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, that Publisher's Clearinghouse million-dollar email, I'll be sure, my buddy Al B. Sure just wrote me. He says, it must be my birthday, too. Just won the same prize by the same guy. He must be feeling really generous today. Laugh out loud. I see you, Doc. All right. So, you know, what I'm thinking is if Val B. Sure won the million, I won the million, why don't we put the million, couple million together? We go off to Barbados. I'm still so mad at my husband for, I don't know, this whole D'Elia episode that, why not? So, Al B., give me a call and we'll, make something happen. All right. So, you know, unfortunately this week we saw the tragic accident of the, German Airbus that was flown into the Alps, we believe, by one of the pilots. And we're watching very closely as the story unfolds on what Andreas Lubitz might have been fighting medically, physically, mentally, prior to him making the decision to lock out the other pilot and take a plane with 149 other people and crash it into the Alps on the way from Spain to Germany. And so they believe he was suffering from a psychosomatic illness. Apparently, Andreas Lubitz was being treated by several neurologists and psychiatrists for his sickness. And the person, I guess, asked not to be identified because, you know, while the investigation is still going on, he asked not to be identified. I'm sure a lot of people that were associated with Andreas right now is asking for their privacy. And I could see why. Police, though, have started questioning those close to the first officer on the flight to try to understand what may have caused him to just decide to take this plane into Mountainside. There was, you know, talk that he broke up with his girlfriend. There was the finding of a note. There was a torn-up medical document certifying him unfit for work on the day of the crash. Authorities said that he had not told his boss, German Wings, about his medical condition. Now, what we did find out is that he did see, you know, seek treatment for vision problems. Now, when a pilot has vision issues, he may not be able to fly a plane. That could possibly ground him. And so, I guess one of the people said authorities haven't ruled out that there might have been a sight problem that was physical or a sight problem that was psychosomatic. Now, when you hear this term psychosomatic is a physical illness or a physical symptom that was caused or aggravated by a mental factor. Okay, so let's say I am really, really ticked off that I thought my husband was cheating on me on this D'Elia chick, okay, whoever this was, that was, I understand it was supposed to be a typo misprint, but I'm still suspicious, okay, because again, I mean, there's no way, that's a lot of letters that could be misprinted, but let's say I'm so mad, I am just so furious that then I start to get blurry vision, or I start to get stomach aches. Okay, you know, we call that psychosomatic because you're having a physical symptom that was spawned by something mental. Now, personally, I look at a psychosomatic complaint as a real physical symptom. Okay, you could get ulcers from being stressed. You could get headaches from being stressed, and those are real physical events that are happening. A lot of people look at psychosomatic as they're fake. No, they're not fake. These are real symptoms that you have that were caused by something that was stressful. Okay? Now, could he have had something physical that caused, you know, the vision problems? I mean, could he have had a tumor? Could he have had, now, you know, let's, I'm not giving this guy a way out. Trust me. Okay? I'm as livid as you are. But some people can have a tumor that affects, let's say, their frontal lobe, which could affect their personality, could affect some of their reasoning, could affect, you know, cause them to have depression. And maybe, even though the tumor might not have been where the visual centers were, you know, that you know, you could, and I'm not saying anybody with a brain tumor is going to want to kill 149 other people, but there could have been something physical that caused this. What's very frustrating for us as passengers of airplanes or employers of an employment, of course, is what do you do when you have an employee that is being told by a doctor not to work and he's not coughing up that information and you have absolutely no idea that he is dealing with some sort of a problem. Now, in the news, they keep talking about, well, you know, I wish we could talk to the other co-pilot, and unfortunately he's deceased, on what sort of, you know, behavior this Lubitz had. You know, did any of the other pilots notice that this guy had a screw loose? All right. You know, did anybody else notice that he was going on? I mean, you know, which is why they're talking to family members and other people. You know, there was no suicide note. There's been media discussion that he had converted to Islam 6 months ago. We have no confirmation of that. And then I saw a real stupid article being distributed saying he was a Mossad kamikazeist. There is no such thing as a Mossad kamikazeist. That's absolutely insane. So right now everybody's just guessing and pulling stuff out of their butt on this one. But what is a very, very, what is tangible in this unfortunate tragedy is we have people who are going to work with conditions that they are hiding from their employers. Why? Because they don't want to lose their job. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier this week where, you know, you have somebody who has to bring forth to the airline that he has a condition that could possibly ground him and not allow him to fly, all right? Or he has the choice of hiding it and working as long as he can until he gets found out and fired. How do you prevent somebody from choosing the latter and lying to their boss? Okay? And then, of course, I mean, the airline company, they have liability. They have to protect themselves. I mean, they can't have somebody that has a seizure disorder or a visual disturbance or a mental condition that could harm passengers. So, of course, they're going to ground him. And so that fear could be preventing a lot of people from disclosing their condition. I'm dealing right now with a patient who very honestly and heroically brought up her condition that she had to a hospital when she had it. And it caused her to not be able to work because she has a job where she drives for a living. And she had what she thought might have been a seizure and what was diagnosed as a seizure, even though there's been a lot of debate by her neurologist whether she's a seizure or not. And she has been unable to work now for over a year because the condition is still, you know, she still has some symptoms. She's been passing all her EEG, neurological testing, et cetera. But every now and then she has a seizure-like activity. So, you know, she said her coworker said, why did you even bring it up? Here you are, you can't work. If you actually lied, if you didn't do the good and honorable thing, you could still be working because you're driving and, you know, for the most part, you're safe. Now, me as a doctor, I'm like, oh, hell no, please don't drive, please. No, and I would not clear her for work. But, you know, she's like, I'm being punished for being open and upfront and honest, and my job won't let me drive. Well, of course her job won't let her drive if she's had two or three unprovoked seizures. I mean, she has a job where she, you know, and so, you know, when coworkers see this, and they see that somebody is not able to work because she went to the doctor for being treated, then how many other people are going to step forward and go, you know what, I better not say anything because then I will not be able to work. And I can't afford that. So I'm just going to hope and pray that I don't have a seizure in the middle of my, you know, the bus trip or, you know, with the kids on the school bus or whatever. I mean, this is some scary stuff. Now, we hope that the average American is honest and trustworthy. And again, I commend my patient for coming forward. And I told her, as soon as your neurologist clears you, I'll back the neurologist up. But she doesn't have a neurologist who's clearing her either. And so it's very, very frustrating for her. And I know she did the honorable thing coming forward. But unfortunately, no one's letting her drive, and the thought comes into her head, should she have ever said anything? And this is the problem we have. We're going to have people, and even with the medical record, people are going to be so afraid that there's a medical record, they may not go to the doctor to begin with. And having this fear is going to cause there to be more and more accidents. And I don't know what the answer is. All right. Yeah. And, you know, we also talked about the, for our standards, when we do FAA exams, flight exams, we do a really good thorough physical. You know, we look at their mental state, but they're not getting psychological testing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to talk about some of the medical headlines, but Judy, writing from Kentucky, says, you haven't mentioned once about Harry Reid retiring. How do Nevadans feel about Harry Reid retiring? I know that made big news this week. I can't speak for all Nevadans, because Harry Reid has been a senator as long as I could remember. He's served our state and served our country in ways some of us agreed with and some of us disagreed with. Okay. I've met Harry Reid multiple times, and I'm sure he knows that I'm vomiting at the thought of the whole Obamacare fiasco, and I will continue to vomit as I'm dealing with an $11,000 deductible. But I do respect him for his service to our state, and I think a lot of Nevadans are mixed with that, but I don't think a lot of us are shocked. I mean, he's been serving multiple terms, and that's, we knew it was coming anytime soon, but no, I really can't comment. One of you asked, when is the parade? No, there is no parade that I know of. All right, I apologize. I'm not trying to rain on your parade. There's just nothing like that going on that I know. Okay? And I'm going to move on from there. Okay? You guys are funny. Honestly. All right. This is a medical show. I'm supposed to talk about medical issues. So, saccharin. This is interesting. I got a medical. Listen, I got something medical to talk about. Everybody be quiet and let me do my job or I get fired. Saccharin may not cause cancer, but may actually help beat cancer. Researchers say that the artificial sweetener saccharin, which, if I remember, came out back in World War II days when sugar had to be rationed. And so they came up with artificial sweeteners so that we didn't have to use, as much sugar. And then later it started to be added to a variety of foods, etc. Well, there was concern about saccharin causing, if I remember correctly, I think bladder cancer in rats. And so they were concerned about at what levels. Now, that was high levels, by the way. I mean, it had to be real, real high levels. I mean, we're talking like coating the rat in the artificial sweetener. But University of Florida health researchers have found that the artificial sweetener can inhibit cancer cell growth. They said it could be used to actually slow cancer's growth, providing an opportunity for radiation or chemotherapy that could be then more effective in killing off the cancer cell. So you know how in volleyball you needed somebody to set the ball so somebody could spike it down, right, into the other side? Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying this saccharin could be. It could be your setter, the person setting this up. They say it shows considerable promise. What is wrong with me today? It shows considerable promise for its ability to inhibit an enzyme upregulated in many cancers, helping tumor cells survive and metastasize. Because that's what cancer cells want to do. They want to take advantage of your body, and they want to go and do what they need to do, and they don't want any checks or balances, like some people in government act like. All right? Where, they could just go and, pass Obamacare with the rest of us going, what the hell is this? All right? But, okay, we need to be the saccharin of this. I don't know who would then, if I was going to say, I would not say Boehner would be the saccharin of the Obama administration, because he tried to kind of kamikaze what Obama's doing. I wouldn't say that. But look, can we please get away from politics? Let me just get through something medical. Okay, I know you guys don't find the medical stuff interesting. You find the other stuff interesting, but I gotta do my job or I get fired. So anyway, la 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 la. Okay, so they think it could work on breast, liver, prostate, kidney, and pancreatic cancer, which is very interesting because one of my theories is that maybe the reason why diabetics seem to have some sort of a I don't want to say they have an increased risk, but we're starting to see pancreatic cancer in small subsets of diabetics. I was blaming maybe it's not an insulin issue, et cetera, or maybe it could be a artificial sweetener that many diabetics are taking in so they don't take regular sugar. So I've been kind of watching this whole saccharin aspartame issue because there hasn't been enough data saying it causes cancer, but we've only really been consuming diet drinks to the degree that we have for about 35 years, has it been? 35 years, maybe? I mean, to the degree that we have. Yeah, diet drinks were right out of the 70s, but it was in the 80s when it was really made famous because we all want to look like Christie Brinkley and Cindy Crawford, and I forget anybody else who was drinking diet soda, right? Because Coke is it. The biggest taste you've ever found. And then they had the whole Diet Coke, and then they had the Coca-Cola Classic. And so, anyway, we wanted to look as sexy as they were. And so I would drink my Tab, my Pepsi Free, my Diet Shasta, just like the rest of them, because I thought it would make me look gorgeous. And that was definitely falsely proven. Now, who gets credit for this? Brian Mahan, who was a curious University of Florida graduate research assistant. He wanted to know how saccharin might affect the enzyme carbonic anhydrase 9, which is found in aggressive cancers. What a smart guy. But Mahan didn't want to wait a week for an order of pure saccharin to arrive in the lab. So he bounced the idea off Jenna Driscoll, who's an undergraduate student majoring in microbiology. I don't know if there's a little love affair going on with those two. I don't know. But all I know is if this guy finds a cure for cancer, I think he's sexy. He bounced off this idea of Jenna and Ma'am Mabogi. Ma'am Mabogi was a graduate student who had just joined the lab. Three's a crowd, though, guys. So they went to a coffee shop and got some Sweet 'n Low and said, let's just try it. And then they collected some data. I do not think they actually stole the Sweet 'n Low, even though I would lie if I said I never threw, you know, some of the sugar and you know, condiments in my purse as I left. Anyway, they said, okay, so they took basically the Sweet 'n Low, and they found that the rate of growth of the cancer cell slowed down when you added it. Why? Because it disrupted the carbonic anhydrase 9's ability to regulate the cancer cell's pH level, which the hydrogen ions kind of affect the pH. When we talk about acidity versus basicness, the acidity is associated with the lower pH. So, with less acidity, they found that the cancer cells were unable to grow and metastasize to the degree that they wanted to. So this is pretty cool. Very attractive option. I don't know if the two ever dated, but this could make a movie. This is pretty, pretty cool stuff. So do I think saccharin will help fight cancer later? I don't know. You know, I would really like some studies in diet soda drinkers versus non-diet soda drinkers. And can somebody just come out with a study and, you know, see what they found? Because all we know right now is soda drinkers, just soda drinkers in general. We know about obesity. We know about diabetes. We know about the loss of bones. Okay. And to me, soda is probably one of the worst drinks you could drink next to alcohol. By the way, we had a study that came out this week saying a few drinks of alcohol ups your risk of liver cancer, just 3 drinks a day. And some of you guys have those big, huge goblets that you fill up with a half a bottle of wine. That's 3 right there. So you got to watch out for the alcohol. That's not good. I got to watch it. All right, so I'll keep you guys posted as I hear more about the saccharin. All right, wait a second. Hold on. All right, we got Missy from Atlanta. She writes, Doctor, I work for a firm as a receptionist and was fired on Friday for being, quote-unquote, too dumb for the job. Can they do that? They say I wasn't learning my job fast enough and making others more work. Listen, if I haven't been fired for being too dumb on the job, I doubt that happened with you. But I'd like to know if they actually said that. I mean, if they said that... I have no idea in Georgia what the labor laws are in terms of if it's an at-will state, etc. But I'm sorry that happened to you. I hope they didn't say that. That's horrible. But then again, I mean, I better see what my pink slip says. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey! Two! Over!
be a very, very interesting next couple weeks, especially with Passover lasting 8 days and the constipation. I'm going to be very, 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 very grumpy. So just make sure you guys all lay low, because I'm not going to be in any mood. I received this email, and I understand where he's coming from. Greg writes, can you please cover the employer's point of view for once? I run a restaurant, and now I'm responsible for food allergies, choking, breastfeeding moms, and anything that wants to occur within my walls, and I'm liable if anything happens or discrimination exists. Don't I have the choice to have employees who aren't impaired? Now, I'm trying to figure out which show he was listening to. I don't think he listened to today's show because this came from earlier this morning. So I'm wondering if he listened to one of the ones where we were talking about marijuana, employees and medical marijuana cards. First of all, I talk about the employer's point of view all the time. If you listen to my show, you'd realize that. All right. When we were talking about impairment, and we were talking about with the flight and the pilot and medical conditions, et cetera, you know, I mean, I'm an employer. I run a medical office, and I need to know that my staff is fully competent at all times. If they are going to give an injection to a patient, I need to make sure that they are using complete sterile technique. I need to make sure that they are injecting the correct medicine. They're injecting it correctly. So you bet your butt, I worry about the same thing. And I understand that I was confused by what you were bringing up, breastfeeding moms. I think he might be talking about, remember there was a woman who was breastfeeding in public, and some of the patrons of the restaurant were getting uncomfortable, so I guess the manager had to ask if she wouldn't mind. There was another place in the restaurant that she could sit at to have some more privacy so people weren't looking at her, but then there was an issue of she had to move from her table and all that. So, look, I get that. I get that. I mean, being an employee these days is difficult, and being an employer these days are difficult. You're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. I told you guys about this case that was happening a while back where somebody didn't want to take the break, and they wanted to work during break. And the manager's like, no, we could get in trouble. You know, with labor laws, you've got to take a break. You know, thank you for wanting to work at your desk, but, you know, we have to have you take a break because otherwise we're violating labor laws. And she didn't want to. She's like, I have a right to not take a break. I should have that right. You can't force me to take a break. So they eventually let her go because they didn't want to get in trouble with the labor board. But then she sued for being let go. And so, you know, what some of these, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. What do employers do? And, you know, I'm concerned also, as the medical marijuana allows some people to be eventually protected under the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, you know, what do you do if you're running a doctor's office and one of your staff gives the wrong medicine to somebody and they were impaired because they were taking medical marijuana? You know, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to approach that. I mean, what I've started to do, just, you know, until I could understand what's happening with this whole, with all the changes, is, you know, I talk to a patient, I'm like, do you want me to give you, you know, your allergy shot, or do you want me to do this? And I like injecting, so I've been starting to do that myself. All right, you know, because I, you know, it's one of those things where I, as an employer, not really sure what I'm allowed to do or what I'm not supposed to do. So I would probably suggest employer training. Okay, now for as far as I know, none of my employees, okay, are using medical marijuana. Okay, but have I really dug deep into their medical history? Okay, how much of their medical history have I demanded that they disclose? Well, I haven't, because there's supposed to be privacy, patient privacy. You know, with this German bus pilot, the question that has arisen is, what are employers allowed to demand in terms of your medical history? Okay, if he passed, okay, and this was in America, his mental exam, and he passed his physical exam. And again, we don't have thorough psychiatric testing. All right, there's no psychiatrist that evaluates the pilots from what I understand. But when they are being screened and passing their physical, they have to show that they are delirious and neurotic and psychotic and et cetera. And so, if he passed, then are the employers allowed to get a hold of medical history? Now, there are many places that ask for patient medical records, and when the patient signs a HIPAA release, those medical records get sent. But some of my patients tell me, I don't really want the doctor to know that I had an abortion, or I don't want my employer to know I had an abortion. So he wants my medical records, but I don't want him knowing that. Well, then on their HIPAA, consent, they're allowed to choose what medical records get sent. It's their privacy. But then where does privacy come into when it comes to you holding a job that can affect other people's lives? I got patients to protect. Airlines have passengers to protect. Where are the privacy laws and where aren't they? When is an employer allowed to know what's going on? We talked about the case of where, many of my patients that had the flu that were working in restaurants, I took them off work. I said, no, you can't. You're sick. I don't want you to expose others. I took you off work. Now, did that note get to the employer? Did these people take off work? Some did. Do I know if every single patient did? No, I don't. Am I allowed to call the employer and say, hey, buddy, I just diagnosed this patient with hepatitis A? No, I'm not allowed to do that. So do we have the system in place to protect consumers and to protect employees' privacy? I think it's so convoluted or hypocritical we're trying to do one thing, but then it prevents the other. Contradictory, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. I'm not sure what the answer is. Because once employers demand medical records, and you, let's say, have a condition. Okay, let's say you have, for example, one of my patients, another one that has seizures, says, my employer has discriminated against me, not allowing me to drive and do my job because this falls under the ADA, the American Disability Act. All right, as far as I'm not an attorney, those of you with legal background, feel free to chime in. But, if somebody is going to say that the ADA protects them from having a seizure disorder, so their job and driving should be able to be protected, yet the National Transportation Safety Board has guidelines on you with being a, CDL, having your commercial driver's license, where if you had an unprovoked seizure, or a provoked seizure, there are certain time constraints on when you could drive or be cleared. Why is there a discongruity? When is something a disability where the employer has to bend over backwards and make sure that you get to still retain your job? And when are you at risk of harming others? And it's very contradictory. And so I'm sure there's somebody that could spell it out, and I'm sure there's some fine lines in there, but we're not seeing that. Okay, we're seeing a lot of confusion. We're seeing pilots who possibly had mental conditions, down a flight. 1-877. Oh, darn. I gotta let you guys go. You guys have a great day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.